From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, June the 10th, through Sunday, June the 12th. I'm Philip Grant. The Mark Single is reported in the Times Union that defending state softball champion Ichabod Crane was dethroned in a 6-2 loss to Marlboro Central Saturday, June the 11th. Marlboro scored 5 runs in the 4th inning to erase a 2-0 deficit. Marlboro went on to defeat Windsor Central 2-1 in the state finals late Saturday. Local students competed this weekend in the state track and field championships held in Syron, New York. Chatham's Aaron Clark finished 3rd overall in the girls' 800-meter event, and Carl Aladdin took 3rd place in the long jump. Greenville's Cormac Tolan finished 3rd in the boys' 800-meter event. Hudson's Alexandria Bartolotta finished 9th in the 2,000-meter steeplechase. Shamir Daniels came in 8th in the 400-meter dash, and Daniel Foles took 6th place in the long jump. Ichabod Crane Amma Boeheim finished 4th in the girls' 100-meter hurdles. Bethany Bump reported in the Times Union that Rensselaer County officials reported on Friday, June the 10th, that water samples taken in Petersburg came back above federal guidelines for PFOA contamination. The samples tested came from 3 private wells and 59 private homes taken between May 4th and 9th. Out of the 18 samples from private wells, 3 showed contamination above the federal guidance level of 70 parts per trillion. Out of the 234 samples taken at private homes, 59 showed contamination above the federal level. For some of the homes, a test was taken before a water treatment system was installed and again afterward as a way to determine if the system worked. Rensselaer County, along with the State Health Department and Department of Environmental Conservation, has sampled public and private supplies in the area around the Taconic Plastics plant over concerns over perfluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, in the water. Water testing will continue and results will be released as they become available, the county said. Anyone with questions are asked to contact the County Health Department at 270-2655. Casey Sealer reported at Capital Confidential that the State Department of Environmental Conservation has confirmed the presence of the emerald ash borer in Saratoga County. Saratoga is the 34th county in the state to have become a home for the tree-killing beetle. Acting DEC Commissioner Basil Segoe said, and I quote, "Although the invasive beetle has continued its march through the state, a large number of communities still remain uninfested. DEC continues to survey for EAB within the state to notify municipalities and private landowners of new detections or expansions of existing infestations," end quote. The ash borer has killed tens of millions of ash trees in the United States since it was first discovered near Detroit in 2002. Hudson and Greenpoint are on the northeastern edge of a quarantine area for the pest. Germantown, Claremont, and part of Livingston are within the infested core area, which includes Catskill and parts of Athens, Hunter, and beyond. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Windham Journal that on June the 2nd, the state Senate passed legislation designating a portion of State Route 23 as the Wayne C. Speenberg Memorial Highway. The bill was sponsored by State Senator George Armador. The assembly version, sponsored by Assemblymember Pete Lopez, has yet to gain approval. Lopez said, and I quote, "Speeny's name can absolutely be mentioned in the same sentence with other local people we've been blessed to have in our lives," end quote. The designated highway begins at the intersection of Route 23 and Old Road in Windham, then runs west past the Windham Ashland Jewett School, Speenberg's alma mater, to the intersection of Route 23 and North Settlement Road in the town of Ashland. Speenberg was a U.S. Army veteran and served as postmaster of the Coxsackie Post Office for 30 years. He was first elected to the county legislature in 2004 and selected chairman in 2007. He died in September 2015 at the age of 71. For our final story, Kyle Hughes reported for NYSNYS News that despite not passing any ethics reform in the wake of prison sentences for various public officials, including the leaders of both the state Senate and Assembly, lawmakers in Albany are getting a raise. The first pay raise since 1999 for legislators is due to a 2015 state budget law passed in the middle of the night. Now, a special commission will recommend raises for legislators and other state officials by November 15th after the fall elections. On Thursday, June the 9th, Blair Horner, legislative director for NYPRG, said, and I quote, "It's amazing when you think about it. Apparently, the worst corruption in New York State history results in no meaningful reforms and a big pay hike. Only in New York," end quote. Today is day 12 of the WGXE Altogether Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXE's programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXE hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXE.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 69 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 50. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 75 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. And then on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:18 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:33 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, which is 1/2 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 13th day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.